Tom, a big thank you for joining us. We said in the lead-up to this it was going to be really tough this afternoon, as it proved to be. I mean, is that the target now, to get as good as they are over the next couple of years?
Yeah, without a doubt. Like I say, Fylde are a well-established club. They've played together for a long time. And they've got some top players that have played at an even higher level than they're at the moment, which is why they're top of the league. I mean, in the Tier 3, they haven't even conceded a goal yet this season. And that was one of our challenges from this game. But you know what? In spells, we match them. I know the scoreline doesn't show it. And like I say, the biggest difference between the two teams is that consistency in and out of possession, trying to dominate play, whether you've got the ball or not, and that was the biggest difference today.
Performance wise, I mean, it was every time we got anywhere near their half, let alone their penalty area, they were just on us straight away. I mean, what's the mood in the camp like after that? Hiding to nothing comes to mind after the first 15 minutes. It was clear they were just a level above, really.
Yeah, 100%. And I think the biggest thing we've spoke about in camp is obviously the most disappointing thing from today is I feel we've stepped back for 4 weeks on respecting opposition, mm-hmm. not winning 1v1s, not being brave to come and get on the ball. The amount of offsides we have, that's basics. But for us, we looked at today as a free hit. Like I say, that might be reflected in the scoreline. But obviously, we now go into the play, the FA Cup, but everyone in camp knows that the league's a focus for us. It was a good test to see where we're at in line with Tier 3 teams. And like I say, it's been a rude awakening playing Fylde as opposed to the games we had against Brighouse and Burnley. But yeah, we've just got to aspire to that. But the biggest message we've just finished off with there is we don't want it to settle back, because it was a unique environment. Like I say, we've got Ella Harter starting, who hasn't even changed, mm-hmm. come out of isolation. We made one sub and broke her ankle within 2 minutes of being on the pitch. So your subs were wiped out in 10 minutes. But like I say, it's one of them things. And we're going to, because we're so injury riddled, we're going to slow it down this week, have next weekend off, get reset, and the focus for Norton and the Stockport games are 6 points for us we need.
Chambers as well limped off.
Yeah, she actually she had an issue with her ankle in the warm-up, but as we all know, we can't be not stepping onto the pitch without Kirsty if she's there. I don't think it's anything too serious. There's quite a bit of swelling around it, but like I say, we've got a number of players that are in that situation, which is why we're going to proper take the loading back this week and try and rest up for them two big league fixtures now.